Sydney?
Yeah.
Who do you think the most perfect couple on television or or movies has ever been? The most perfect couple.
God, can I give a few?
Yeah.
My first, like, inclination was Gomez and Morticia. Okay. Adams.
I think that's valid.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Percy and Annabeth.
Okay.
Those are the two that, like, came to me, like, immediately. Okay. Like.
Because the ones that I want to talk about today.
Okay.
The one couple, but we're going to talk about a lot more that I wanted to talk about today, I forget about very often. And every time I see them, I'm like, God.
Yeah.
I love them so much. No. I love them so much. And I was thinking about the holidays. And as we know, I'm not a Grinch. I try not to shit on other people's Christmas. But I don't, like, actively enjoy the holidays as much as other people.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think back of, like, what I used to watch as a kid or things that reminded me of Christmas. And weirdly enough, I thought about the Muppets.
You love the Muppets.
I love the Muppets. And it wasn't something that I actively grew up with a lot. Mm-hmm. It was just like, oh, you go to grandma's house, and it was my religious grandmother, and we would watch, like, the Muppets.
Yeah.
Like, she just had all the DVDs and, like, that kind of stuff. And we're like, yeah. And Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Sorry to say, in my eyes, are, like, the most perfect couple ever. I love them.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're slay.
They're pretty good.
Like, Morticia Adams.
I mean,
no, they're really good, too.
They are.
And I kind of, that's the Halloween, so I've already moved past that, but.
Yeah, then, well, it was at the forefront because I had just, like, obviously, like, 2 months ago watched both of those Adam Sandler's movies. And it's one of those things where you're like, fuck.
They're really good.
But I think that's what makes, like, a perfect couple is, like, when you look at them and you go, like, fuck.
Right.
God damn it.
So good.
Or, like, whenever I, like, couple months ago I talked about Alex and Henry from Red, White, and Royal Blue, and that was the kind of shit where I was like, no one is ever gonna love me like those two people love each other kind of situation.
You were in the thicket.
I'm kind of still in the thick of it, but I keep it to myself. I'm an internal.
So yeah, I was just thinking about the holidays and the Muppets, and it's not like as a kid I never watched like the Muppet show growing up or anything like that, and then I sought out some fan fiction about them. And it does exist. But as I was reading it and, like, taking notes, I was like, it's so hard.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so hard to capture their
essence.
Their essence. Like, the way that their relationship works.
Yeah.
Just because they're already so perfect. And we've talked about on the show, like, you're like, oh, we seek out fan fiction for things that aren't perfect, that we want fixed. And I never fully agree. I understood the sentiment, but I never, like, fully agreed with it because I was like, we can read fan fiction about anything
Us
happy. And I don't, that's not to like shit on, it was just like, And so even as I was like reading fan fiction and reading notes, I was like, this is so hard.
Yeah.
This is so hard. Because even the entirety of the Muppets cast, perfect.
No notes.
I'm sorry.
10 out of 10.
Amazing.
If the loving the Muppets was illegal, lock me away.
And then I started going through like the list of all the movies they have and the list of all the shows that they've had.
Yeah, they have,
and I was like,
they've had a lot.
Had so many. And there were so many that I didn't even know what they were about. And really today, I just wanted to like talk about them.
The Muppets?
The Muppets. Because I was like, we've never talked about the Muppets on the show. And I know that's like such a niche, like, but I feel like it's not. Everyone knows the Muppets. And it feels weird that we've never like talked about Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Right.
Because they are so perfect. And I was like,
I think it's one of those things where you, like, the Muppets definitely has a fandom, but I never think of like fan fiction when I think of like the Muppets.
And I think that's fair, mainly because, you know, it is targeted towards kids, younger audiences, that kind of thing. But even then, like, my dad and I laugh at the old men constantly.
Mm-hmm.
They're the funniest part of, like, most of those movies. They're great.
I think the thing is, too, is that the Muppets have so much content compared to, like, some of the things that when we do talk about fan fiction, it's just, like, fan fiction comes from a show that, like, got canceled early or a book series that like only has it's like a singular book or something like you want more of, where it's like the Muppets, you want Pirates, we got that. You want a Ye Olde Christmas Tale, we got that. You want Wizard of Oz, we got
any
that
AU, the Muppets fucking got it,
you know what I mean?
I know, which is why they're awesome, but I genuinely do love the Muppets so much. And it was also like, I was thinking about it, I was like, I'm gonna keep on theme this year and not read fan fiction.
Have Have you read fanfiction at all this year?
I've done one or two times, but okay. I think every other time has been like, let's just talk about this thing that I really enjoy.
It's been like a really rough year.
It's been a very hard year for me and for both of us.
And I know, I think I wanted to bring it up in our next episode, which will be like the end of year, like finale kind of thing. But I think it doesn't hurt to like say early, like, thank you for everyone who like stuck around through like the couple months we took off to like focus on like our mental and our physical health. And like, it's still not perfect. I really just appreciate everyone who's like decided to stick around and like still, I got like the sweetest messages of like, you're my favorite podcast of the year again. Or like, and I'm just like, I can't believe, because it just felt like, man, this year was so hard that it, we had to prioritize different things. And this one just unfortunately just wasn't one of the priorities when it came to like our personal lives and our mental health. Yeah. And we experienced some loss, and we had a not socialized, but just like scheduling of just like, you did a fuck ton of school, my work got busier, like, oh, both of our personal lives, like in terms of like family,
it just got really rough
towards
the latter half of the year. So yeah, thank you so much to everyone that has decided to keep listening. We very much appreciate it. I just felt like it would be a funny thing to be like, haha. On brand.
You're like, every Christmas we're just not doing
it. And even as I was reading all the fanfic for like, and I was reading one shots and very short things, and I was just like, they're good. It was good. Don't get me wrong. But I was like, it's so hard to talk about the Muppets knowing that they have almost every AU locked and loaded.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, but it's like, it's also fun to like think about it, because they are such consistent characters. They are so in touch with themselves pretty much that you can, even yourself, you can be like, oh, haha.
The Muppets give, like, they feel very similar to like Scooby-Doo to me, where it's like, they're no longer just of one time period or of just one company or whatever. They just are, they are just it. They're just like in the air. They are just the zeitgeist. They are what they are.
And the thing that I think is also good is that they're enjoyable for like all ages. It's not, obviously it's targeted towards kids, and same with Scooby-Doo, but it is one of those things that like adults can watch and still get a laugh at. And there's definitely adult jokes.
Absolutely. There is.
Especially in the early, like the 80s and the 90s movies. There definitely was. Yeah. And they're very funny.
My favorite joke of all cinema is in Muppets Wizard of Oz, where I think Gonzo is the Tin Man, and Pepe Le Pew is, I think he's
Pepe
Toto.
Pepe Le Pew?
No, that's the skunk from Looney Tunes. What is this?
The prawn?
The prawn.
Yeah, Pepe.
Pepe.
You still got the name, but I just added like, Le Pew.
The skunk.
Oh my god. The one who sexually harasses the cat?
Yeah, that one. Where Pepe is like Toto, and he goes up to the Tin Man, and he's like, what are these? And he twists on like two knobs, and he goes, my nipples. And then Pepe's just like, it's my favorite joke. Just of all, I can never think of anything funnier than like that specific joke in the Muppets.
The fact that they just like left it in, and it's for like, it's funny no matter what age you are, and it's appropriate, I would say. So to talk about the characters, and this is like for anyone who knows about the Muppets, who doesn't know about the Muppets, we're gonna kind of go through it just a little bit. There's technically 9 characters in the main cast.
Okay,
can you name?
So Kermit, Miss Piggy, Fozzie Bear.
He's not a failed comedian. He's kind of a failed comedian.
Damn, that's really hard.
We're gonna keep it real.
Gonzo. I feel like those are the core 4, at least.
Yeah, I would say so. Some of these names make me laugh, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, I know a lot of them. Animal is considered
the
main cast.
One of the main cast.
The scientist guy?
No.
No, okay. Just because there's so many characters, and I'm like,
that's fair.
Are you not?
So, I will give you a hint. The dog? Do you know his name?
Oh, my God. Rover.
Ralph.
You know, I was close enough.
R-O-W-L-F.
Okay.
There's Scooter.
Oh, of Scooter and Bleaker?
No, Beaker.
Beaker.
But that's Dr. Bunsen and Beaker.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So then there's Scooter. There's Pepe, who's considered.
Pepe.
And Rizzo the Rat.
Rizzo. How could I forget Rizzo? I'm so sorry.
His name is Rizzo?
Yeah, Rizzo the Rat. I know.
I was like, oh my god.
And you know what? That rat does kind of have some Riz.
Oh, 100%. I was like, they foretold the future like so far ahead of time.
God, Rizzo, I'm so sorry that I forgot about you, sweet summer child.
Okay. You did get some of the side characters. And I didn't write like every character that's ever appeared on the Muppets, but these are the most frequent appearing side characters. So you already got Dr. Bunsen and Beaker.
Yeah. the old men, the two old dudes.
Yeah, I always forget their names too, but it's Statler and Waldorf.
All right, Waldorf? That sounds about right. God, I don't know like any of the names of the people in like Animal's band.
This was my first time reading. Yeah. It's called, the band is called Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Okay, honestly, kind of slays.
Funky.
Yeah.
I don't know any of their names, but I guess I know Dr. Teeth now.
Yeah. No, because I always love, sometimes there are people who look like the one girl in the band who has like the giant eyelashes and like the big lips. I have been known to compare some people to her sometimes where I'm like, she looks like that one Muppet and people exactly know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, but honestly, she fucking slays.
No, absolutely. I'm not saying she doesn't.
No, like the 70s vibe.
Mm-hmm. But she has a certain look.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, like I like know her, but I can never remember her name. Like I don't think I know her name.
I would have to do way more digging to actually find her name. That's okay.
I can't think of
anymore. There's a lot. So, I know. Sam Eagle.
Who's
like an actual eagle. He's like a sergeant, kind of. Swedish Chef.
Hama, 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 hama. Yeah,
come on, we all know him. There's Camilla the chicken.
Okay, Slay. Didn't she date a little...
Yeah.
Who is she dating? I don't remember. She's dating, like...
Rizzo.
Or Gonzo.
Or Pepe.
She's dating someone. Oh, she's always, like a hot commodity.
No, 100%. I can't remember exactly. There's technically Bobo the Bear, who's just like this fat bear and he's so cute. They had a picture of him and I was like, oh, I don't know anything you've ever been in, but like, you're so cute. I love you.
Yeah.
There's one character called Uncle Deadly.
Huh?
Shocker. He's a blue dragon.
Oh.
And I was like, I've never seen you before. But apparently this was a very frequent, like, reoccurring character.
On the show?
Just throughout, like, multiple TV appearances and like that kind of stuff. And I was like, I've never.
Yeah.
Never seen you before. There's one called Clifford.
The big red dog?
Not the big... That's what I thought, too. I was like, whoa, they got Clifford?
Damn. Good for them. Well, there are so many things that, like, Jim Henson started. Like, he started the Muppets, Sesame Street,
right.
And then The Fraggles, which was, like, a show, obviously, mm-hmm. like, before my time. But there's, like, a Christmas special that I watch every year that was when Jim Henson was still alive, because he makes a cameo at the very end. And that shit has, like, Big Bird in it. Like,
I know. Well, even then, like... I thought Big Bird was going to be on this list because I was like, where's Big Bird?
He's
like,
not a Muppet.
Sesame Street. That's
Sesame Street. Yeah. It had like the Fraggles. Show. It had fucking Big Bird. And that was a funny one because they had the Swedish chef who wanted to cook Big Bird that entire special.
Oh my God.
He was like, massive bird. It reminded me of like the chef from The Little Mermaid who sees like Sebastian. He's just like, but like the Swedish chef is like actively afraid of Big Bird because of just his size. And he's just like,
that's hilarious.
Oh my God.
I like that. Yeah, Clifford, I can't remember the description. I think is also a dog of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
I just thought you're going to be the big red dog. And then they have Walter from the 2011 movie.
Oh,
Manor Muppet
guy. Yeah. What is his name? The actor. Jason Segel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Segel and Walter. So stupid.
Am I a man?
Oh, dude, I listen to that song frequently. I was surprised it was not in my top five for Spotify this year. It was pretty heavy on my roster.
It's a fun fact about Maya. She has a playlist where she shoves every single one of her songs in there.
I think I'm almost at like 2000 now.
You can go from like BTS to like some country song from like the 90s to like Manor Muppet to like an anime opening.
Yep.
It is quite, I think, the most jarring experience of like the whiplash. From genre
to
genre.
I'm very selective in who I share my music with because of this reason. Because I'm like, dude, I used to... This is a whole other side tangent. Mm-hmm. I guess we're going to get on. I used to categorize and like throw things in like, oh, I have a K-pop playlist.
Yes.
Oh, I have like this kind of playlist. Oh, I have like a... This feels like a house party vibe.
Uh-huh.
This feels like this. And it just got to be too much. Like I had too many other side playlists that I was like, I don't want to categorize everything. I just want to listen to what I like to listen to. Why am I making these playlists?
For other people.
When it's all music I just like listening to.
Yeah.
It just didn't make any sense to me. And especially now that I'm into like psychedelic rock and like jazz fusion and disco.
God, there's so many genres within that one playlist.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Even then, they were like, you listen to 2,000 genres and you listen to like over 200 different artists this year. And I was like, yeah.
Sounds about right. Yeah. What was your number one genre?
Number one genre? I think they just categorized it as rock.
Okay.
because they were like, because even I saw a lot of people complaining about the POV indie, and
we
I was like,
also got POV indie.
Yikes, that's rough.
It was like the morning of Spotify Wrapped. Of course, you get the notification, so I'm going through it, and I was like, so what the fuck does POV indie mean?
No, and I hate this is the music major in me being like, I hate labels and I hate the genre. No, because like we're at a point now where people are like, oh yeah, I'm into this very, very subculture thing, and it's like, dude, just fucking, it's music. Like, yeah, no one gives a shit. Mm-hmm. So I think off the top of my head, I'm gonna say it was rock, quote unquote. And then my top song this year was Canned Heat by Jamiroquai, which is like a disco funk.
Okay, slay.
From the 90s.
Nice.
Which. I'll take. I fucking love. That song was in the movie Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, that's the song
he dances to on the stage. That song never fails to put me in a good mood.
I think that encompasses everything you are as a human being. I think.
What, Napoleon Dynamite?
No, like that specific song being your number one.
Yeah. Listen, I don't even go out dancing or nothing, but it never fails to put me in a great mood.
Yeah.
And I'll take that.
Yeah. It was better than last year when you had that one, I think, N-Hypen song.
Oh, Drunk Days, which I played like over 600 times in one day.
Yeah.
That was still in like my top.
I believe
it.
Oh,
yeah.
I believe
that has
it.
Not, that, dude, that song does something to me. Like, it makes my brain buzz at a high frequency. So, and I'm sure Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so Taylor Swift was my number one, and our number one song, well, our top four songs were all Taylor Swift. But
girl,
the number four, I don't want to talk about it. My sister was able to, because I share a Spotify account with my sister. Anyways, moving along. My sister was able to sneak in one Noah Kahan song at the end, but then it's like Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Noah Kahan.
How many total minutes between the two of you?
9,000. Just Taylor Swift.
Only 9,000?
Yeah. I mean, for just Taylor Swift, like, we have, like...
But what was the total?
Oh, 36,000 or something like that.
That's still not enough.
I mean, we don't listen to music
all
the time.
That's still not enough.
But yeah, just for Taylor Swift, it was like 9,000. We just like don't listen to like music. Like,
no, I think that's...
I'm not one to like put it on in the background when I'm at home or something. I like I'm more inclined to put on like a YouTube video or some form of playlist on like on YouTube that it's like soft jazz fire crackling background, something like that. So it makes sense that we don't have like a ton just because we're not people to just like just put on music when we're not just like driving or XYZ or whatever like that. But yeah, and then I think just like overall we also listen to like audiobooks and podcasts.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Spotify.
Out of all of my friend groups, I was the one that listened to the most minutes.
Yeah, but you're also like a music girl.
That's my thing.
That's your thing.
No, I just like making fun of everyone else because I'm like, haha.
That's it?
Your snails weren't used as much as mine. That sucks.
No, but I mean, like, we could have the same game for how many books did you fucking read this year?
Oh, I didn't read my fucking...
I mean, we could have... Yeah, people just have their own where it's like...
Oh, I did read one.
Oh, you did?
I read the one that you lended me.
Oh, Horror Store.
Yeah
you did. You read one book this year.
That's more than it's been in the past couple of years, so I'll take it.
But yeah, where it's like, I think out of all media, like, I would have read the most books out of my friend group. You said you listen to the most music. Right. My mother, she's a movie person. She's probably watched 3 times the amount of movies that I have this year. So, you know.
No, that's the thing. I'm pretty sure more people... Almost everyone has, like, streamed more content than me or consumed more television or movies.
But you know what? If you haven't, if you're the lowest of your friend group of all of media combined, that's because you're the healthiest. You went outside and you touched some fucking grass.
Speaking of movies, the Muppets have technically 8 released movies that, like, made it to theaters and that kind of thing.
Oh,
they have a lot more. Home releases, streaming releases, that kind of thing.
I would love to see a Muppet movie in theaters.
Dude. Dude,
AMC, can we get on that?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, a good one.
Yeah.
Not the shit that they've been putting out recently. Yeah. I'm so sorry. What are the ones that you can name? Full releases.
Muppets Christmas Carol. The Wizard of Oz.
That is not a full...
That's not one of them? Damn.
That is not a full release.
Is the pirate one?
Muppet Treasure Island.
Okay. Oh, the
that
Muppet
one is my favorite.
The Muppet movie.
Yes.
The very first one.
Yes.
This music in that.
It's good.
That it's good.
It's good.
Great. So okay, so I have 4.
You do. I will say some of these again I have not heard of before.
Yeah. Oh, is the Muppets again with the man? The Muppet or a man?
So they have the Muppet movie and the Muppets.
Okay. So those are two different. Oh no, the Muppet movie was the one.
The very first one.
And then the Muppets.
The Muppets is the 2011 version.
Did they have a Muppets 2?
No.
No, they just had the Muppets.
Yeah.
I feel like there's one like the Great Muppet.
You're very close. You just need that last word. I don't even really know what this word means, to be totally honest.
Tell me the word.
Caper.
Oh, caper. Caper is like a heist, I think.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So yeah, the Great Muppet Caper. And you're missing three more.
I think that's all in my brain.
The Muppets Take Manhattan.
Oh, I've never seen that one, actually.
I've never seen that one either, but I have heard about it. Okay. And I've seen like clips from it.
Yeah.
Muppets from Space.
Oh, also I've never seen this one.
It was like during the 90s when they were doing like Jason X and like shit like that, where it was like kind of like
everything was in space.
Everything seemed to be in space.
Moving everything to space.
And then the most recent one, which is Muppets Most Wanted.
Yeah. Okay.
Which, yeah. I remember seeing the Muppets in theater and like Jason Segel and that whole cast. And I think that was, I was 9 or 10 when that movie came out. And I think that was the first time I was consciously watching the Muppets, where I was like, whoa, like these are like real like characters and shit.
Funny puppet guys.
I was a dumb kid. Like I watched movies for like colors and sound and I was like, this is awesome. And then one day it clicked and I was like, whoa, there's story? They're talking about shit? Yeah. That's so cool. And then I never saw Muppets Most Wanted.
No.
I think I might have seen like, if like my grandma put it on in the background.
I think that was what I was maybe thinking of when I was like the Muppets 2. Because isn't that one also like real people mixed with Muppets? I think that's what I was thinking of.
I can't remember the exact storyline for it.
They get arrested somehow, obviously.
They go like cross country,
yeah,
I think.
Okay.
So, weird. There were also like a bunch of TV releases.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the more popular ones were Kermit's Swamp Years.
Oh.
Kermit, like his younger, where he grew up in the swamp and like stuff like that. It's a Very Merry Muppet Christmas Movie.
Okay.
And then The Muppets Wizard of Oz, which was technically a TV release.
Great movie, though. It deserved a theatrical release.
I've only seen bits and pieces of it, but I've definitely think I've seen the best parts of it.
It's a very funny movie.
And they have a lot of TV shows.
Yeah.
Like a lot. Like way more than I was expecting. So they have The Muppet Show, the original, which also stopped at some point and then came back on and then stopped.
Hey, man.
Same thing with Muppet Babies.
Ooh, Muppet Babies.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
I was looking at pictures and I was like, they're so cute.
There's something that
oh my God.
It releases some sort of like feral serotonin in me where it's like something, they have like Looney Tunes babies. They have like a pup named Scooby-Doo.
Even with the most recent like Garfield trailer.
Yes.
Where people are like Baby Garf.
Baby Garf. Yeah.
He's so cute.
Not just like a whole show based around, like I said, Looney Tunes babies.
I mean, even in Mario Kart, they were like, fuck it,
throw the baby Mario in there. Yeah. Do you want to play as Baby Peach? Go ahead. Play as Baby Peach
the whole time. Why not? No, there is something that resonates with like tiny body, big head.
Yeah. It's just like, especially like, it's gotten to a point where like those things.
I gotta look at a picture of them. They're so cute.
Where it is like Muppet Babies or like Looney Tunes Babies or Pup Named Scooby-Doo, where it's like, these are products that have been going on for a long time. And then at one point, the people in this like writer's room were just like, what if we make them babies?
What if we make them real tiny?
What if we make them small?
Huh? What about that?
There was like a period of time in every television show that had gone on for like a couple decades that they were just like, all right, guys, any new ideas? And then some guy just rose his hand, was just like, babies.
Make them small. Make them baby sized. Like, they're so.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
Look at them.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Is that a giant cockroach?
I think so. Kermit's in an Indiana Jones outfit.
Shut
with
the
a
fuck
whip.
Up.
What is going on? Anyways, Muppet Babies. I do remember quite a bit. There was one called Muppets Tonight. There's like, one called Muppets TV.
Okay.
There's the Muppets on Puppets.
Okay.
Again, I just wrote down a lot of what was available because I was like, I think that show was.
Okay.
I think the Muppets on Puppets was them instructing you about how puppets work.
Okay.
As the Muppets. That is my idea, just based solely off of
that's
the title.
That's so meta.
I would think that's what it was, wouldn't you?
You would have to.
I mean, if it's like a limited TV series.
Yeah, but
right?
I think it's very macabre to have Muppet, Puppet, Kermit go, this is where our flesh is made.
I don't know, man.
This is who
people. What do you think Muppets on Poppets is?
This is who moves our bones.
Who do you think?
It's a gossip reality television show.
Where they talk about other puppets.
They talk about other puppets
in the Jim Henson Creature Shop.
It's like it's like Wendy
Did you
Williams.
You know what happened with Big Bird last week? That's so crazy.
Clap if you think she deserves death.
Wendy Williams, calm down. I saw a whole like TikTok compilation of like her most out of pocket. Yeah. I was like, oh,
clap
my.
If you think she deserves death.
Oh my god, girl. You said that on air?
She did.
And she's always like, oh.
And then she looks around like, am I wrong?
I know. And like the audience too. I'm like, why are you engaged with this? What is going on?
Sometimes though, she did have clips where even the audience was like, oh. And that's where she'd go, oh, maybe I was wrong.
Oh, no, because all I remember is like one clip where she was like, yeah, he killed his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. He's so cute, isn't he? And I was like, girl, what are we talking about right now? He's a murderer. Mm-hmm. He murdered somebody. Mm-hmm.
There was also one where she's talking about, God, I want to say it was Britney Spears' father during that whole Britney Spears thing. And then she's talking about the whole Spears family. She goes, death to them all.
Yes. Yes. And everyone's like, oh. Yeah. And the thing that gets me is like, right after she goes, oh. And it's like, girl, you're the one that said it. You should not be surprised.
That's what I want to believe Muppets on Puppets is. And if it's not, I think we have a new capital venture.
I think I like that idea much more than my mundane. Yeah. This is how you make a puppet. God damn it.
To be fair, though, that's probably what it was. Because the Jim Henson Company is like an education.
No, I know. Puppet. It's just like, fuck. It would have been so funny to hear them trash talk like Oscar yeah. from Sesame Street. Be like, do you see you got a new cam?
Did you see that new fucko on Sesame Street?
Do you hear about Bert and Ernie?
Do you think they're?
That'd be so funny. I can imagine.
Bert and Ernie have been spotted out on a romantic honeymoon.
Oh, Miss Piggy for sure is Wendy Williams.
I think we have a new. No one take that from us. That's our idea.
Jim Henson, please reach out to us.
The Ouija board. Jim Henson, can I do this with your creation?
Yes or no?
Yes or no? He said from the grave, I can do it.
We have proof.
And then Gonzo's the guy who's like Wendy Williams' assistant who was like off to the side who'd like give her information.
Oh my god, it'd be so funny. There was the Muppets Valentine's show. I want to say.
Was like a special?
Yeah, these are all like limited specials. Okay, these are like TV specials. So I want to say that the Valentine's show was like a ripoff of the Dating Game from the 70s.
Ooh, that's
60s
good.
And 70s where they just did it with like the Muppets cast.
Okay.
That's my idea.
And if it wasn't.
The Valentine's show was.
They should do that. They should bring it back. They should do that.
Because, listen, Camille the chicken.
She's a hot commodity. What can I say?
I don't know what's going on. What Muppets on Puppets is about.
That's what Muppets on Puppets. They're like, so this week, Camille the chicken has been seen with Gonzo, Rizzo, and Rolf. All in one day.
Oh,
she came from four different dates back to back.
Jesus Christ, girl.
Mm-hmm.
This next show
is
the one that startled me the most when I was reading this list. It's called The Muppet Show, Sex and Violence.
Whoa, hold on.
That is the title of the show.
Hold on. What the robot chicken happened to you over here?
I don't know. I didn't know investigating into what it was because I was like, I don't know that I want to
that
know.
That seems like a criminal offense.
I, like, very confused.
Yeah.
Because even, like, after that is the Muppets.
It's Peaky Blinders, but the Muppets.
Bro. Or Breaking Bad. Because after that
it's
like,
a 1975 film.
My guess was, like, again, educational content of some kind.
It was written and produced by Jim Henson.
Okay. That
In this half-hour variety special, the Muppets parody the proliferation of sex and violence on television, Nigel, Sam the Eagle, and hippie bassist Floyd Pepper prepare for a pageant based on the seven deadly sins.
I want to watch this so badly.
Some of the sketches include Mount Rushmore, the Stone President's trade jokes, at the dance, ! The wrestling match, the San Francisco earthquake displays the winning tactics, Statler and Waldorf sit in their dentist, the Swedish chef demonstrates how to make a submarine sandwich, male birds try to attract females in a jazzy sketch. The Electric Mayhem sing Love You to Death. Theater of Things, a group of pencils is introduced to a new ruler. Two heaps tarantula-like monsters talk in gibberish. Films in Focus, a review pans to film Return to Beneath the Planet of the Pigs. The sketch would become the basis for the comedy sketch series Pigs in Space, and then the Seven Deadly Sins pageant.
That sounds like a lot for a 30-minute special. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Why would they name it that, though? If it was just based off of the Seven Deadly Sins, they were like, yeah.
Sex and Violence.
The Muppet Show. Sex and Violence. What the fuck?
The special introduced several new Muppets, including Nigel, who acts as host, but would eventually play a minor role as an orchestra conductor on The Muppet Show.
Interesting.
This is where Sam the Eagle was first introduced.
You're fucking joking.
I'm not.
Oh my god.
And Dr. Teeth. Whoa. Animal was introduced in this special. Floyd, Pepper, Janice, Zoot, the Swedish Chef, Statler, and Waldorf, and the early version of Dr. Julius Strainpork were all introduced in The Muppet Sex and Violence.
We're learning so much Muppet lore today, ladies and gentlemen. What the fuck is going on?
Popular Jim Henson's characters such as Kermit the Frog, Ralph the Dog, and Frank Oz's Bert have cameos. Several holdovers from the previous pilot, The Muppets Valentine's Show, appear, such as Crazy Donald, now called Crazy Harry, George the Janitor, Mildred, Huckster, and Brewster. From Animal Crossing? What?
Huh?
The special also includes early versions of Miss Piggy, Fozzie Bear, and Gonzo the Great.
So they hadn't even premiered at that point. Oh my god.
They were
god.
Early versions.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Let's go Muppet Show Sex and Violence.
So much happened in this one special.
Even when you were describing, you're like, yeah, two giant tarantulas talking gibberish. Blah, 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 and then the pageant.
And then the Sex and Violent pageant.
Whoa. Okay. Not bad lore. Okay. I would say.
Tapping into the pilot commenced in... Taping for the pilot commenced in November 1974, and a rough edit was sent. Henson insisted that the title remain. Oh, so ABC suggested several changes and expressed its concern over Henson's proposed title, but Henson insisted that the title remain. He later said, the special's title was a humorous hook. While the show depicted some of the current attitudes towards sex and violence, our purpose was to poke fun at them.
Well, I understand. Mm-hmm. It's still just like... I took a class in college called The Ethics of Sex and Violence in Television and Film.
Yeah.
And that's like the, again, I was just like, oh, is that what this is going to be? What? A little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But I understand where Jim Henson is coming from.
Yeah.
It's just I've never actually seen it. So I can't like be like, yeah.
I know what we're doing tonight, though.
Oh my God. That's so scary. Because then the one after that is called The Muppets Go Hollywood.
Okay.
And then the one after that is called The Muppets Go to the Movies.
Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go.
They also have Of Muppets and Men.
Okay, that has to be... Is that Shakespeare or Dickens?
Dickens.
Of Mice and Men? Okay. Yeah.
That is definitely not Shakespeare.
I forgot what it was at first. It was Of Mice and Men. Of Muppets and Men.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So yeah, that's got to be the Christmas Carol, the same, but like, you know. Of Mice and Men.
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't... Because that one was the only one that was, like, didn't have a link to it.
Mm-hmm.
There was no further information. They were just like, it exists.
Oh. And it was find like, it yourself.
Whoa. I'm scared to seek out this knowledge.
It's the lost Muppet special.
It's like, that's a little uncomfortable for me. They also had the Fantastic Miss Piggy Show, which, in my opinion, would be the Wendy Williams show.
Yeah.
So.
The Fantastic Miss Piggy show.
I don't know. Does she just, like, sing?
I hope so.
I would hope so.
I hope so.
That's her greatest talent.
Yeah. I think whatever they do, they should let Miss Piggy do it all.
Whatever she wants.
Whatever she wants. Does she want the late night show? She can have it. Whoever the fuck's on there, who cares?
By Miss Piggy. Fallon.
By Jimmy Fallon. It's Miss Piggy's show now.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
There's A Muppet Family Christmas.
The third Christmas special.
Uh-huh. There's also The Muppets at Walt Disney World. The Muppets celebrate Jim Henson.
Okay.
I believe this is when he passed.
Probably.
A Muppet Christmas, Letters to Santa.
Okay, the fourth one.
Lady Gaga and The Muppets Holiday Spectacular.
Okay. We're cooking with fire. Hi, Lady Gaga.
This one was very recent, too. And then the most recent of them being Muppets Haunted Mansion.
Which, I did watch that one.
Bad. It was bad.
Yeah.
We can be honest with ourselves. Because I also did... watched it in hopes of being that it was like the Muppets Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Twas not. Very upset about that. They also have like a plethora of list of cameos of shows that they've been on.
Okay.
And they also have 7 video games to their names.
Oh, okay. Which
is very surprising to me. Obviously, there are still other things listed that I didn't mm-hmm. talk about in terms of, like, TV, just because they were so popular.
Yeah.
And they went on so many. So, other appearances include The Mike Douglas Show. Don't know who that is. The Today Show. Good Morning America. The Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, wow.
Saturday Night Live.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't know that they were on Saturday Night Live.
This is a new...
That's
awesome.
Do you think that
Kermit the Frog hosted?
Probably. I would assume so.
Miss Piggy as the singing act,
That's hilarious. 60 Minutes.
For what?
I'm sure 60 Minutes has done, like, a story on, like, Jim Henson.
Oh, probably. When you tell me that, I'm not picturing the men behind the Muppets. I'm thinking the Muppets.
What did they get themselves into now?
Yeah, what did you get yourself? What is Miss Piggy has to sit down and she's like, I guess I have to tell the whole story now, don't I?
I would love to see it. I would love to see it. The Tonight Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live.
They're coming for your job, Kimmel.
As they should. They should host the Oscars.
They should host the Oscars.
Gonzo's going to be at the Game Awards. Godspeed,
the hero
soldier.
You didn't know you needed.
Gonzo's the one Muppet that I resonate the most with.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty obvious.
Isn't he like a non-binary icon?
Kind of, yeah. Just more so for the way that he dresses and the way that he acts. People are like, yeah, that's our queer icon.
Yeah. Because I remember there was like a special or maybe a book where like, Gonzo dresses in a dress, and then he's like, I'm Gonzarella. And I'm like, God, that's so good.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Slay. I really liked Animal as a kid,
mm-hmm.
but as I've gotten older, I'm like, yeah, I fuck with Gonzo.
Yeah. He's by the people, for the people.
I know. Is that the Muppet that you resonate the most with?
No.
Because I would say, like, Miss Piggy's, like, my icon.
Mm-hmm. Obviously. But... if there's any other question, I think you should be sent away.
But, like, I definitely think on, like, a personal level, it's... Mm-hmm. more so Gonzo or Fozzie.
I probably would also say Fozzie. Yeah, I think I would say Fozzie Bear.
He's just like an anxious little guy.
Just there.
He's so cute. I love him. They were also on Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Oh, fuck, yes!
I don't know why.
Only imagine. You remember in, so those shows used to do like, when she was like, oh, like a little girl would be like, I like horses. And they're like, we've turned your house into a horse. We put a horse in the backyard. Right. We've given you a lake shaped like a horse. So I can only imagine there was like one kid that was like, I love the Muppets. And they're like, we've brought the Muppets to you. Muppets bedsheets, Muppet wallpaper. We have the Muppets here.
That'd be kind of slay. They were also on Dancing with the Stars.
Miss Piggy absolutely was on that show.
The Daily Show, America's Funniest Home Videos, Larry King Live, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, The Colbert Report, 30 Rock.
Oh,
WWE Raw.
So that I have a question about.
I don't know, as someone who knows little to nothing
about wrestling
or the lore that involves it.
What I can only hope though is that, like, you know how like in those wrestling shows you get like a persona. I can only hope that someone decided for his first persona to be just Fozzie Bear, and then Fozzie.
I was gonna say that I think Gonzo like. Cannonball like shot himself out of a cannon,
landed in the middle of the ring.
What
I was hoping for is that like someone was like, new incomer Fozzie Bear. It's just a grown man dressed like in a fursuit.
I think that'd be hilarious.
And then Fozzie
or
Bear
Rolf,
and they're like, Rolf is just there, you know, like with the coach and whatever, as like the patron saint of this like new incomer. And then when like the, you know, they call the time and the coach is like, all right, champ, it's like Rolf, and he's like, okay, just wait.
That's not how WWE is. You're thinking of boxing.
Whatever.
Different. I appreciate the enthusiasm and the mind theater that we went to there, but that was a little different. They were also in WWE Tribute to the Troops.
Okay, you know. Sure. And I'm proud to be an American
soldier. They were on The Voice, Holy Moly. Don't know what that is.
That's a golfing show.
Oh, is it really?
It's like mini golf.
Oh.
Yeah.
That, okay. Slay. Good for them. The Masked Singer, U.S. edition.
Because Kermit.
I remember seeing that clip.
Like,
who is that? And he like pops out and he's like,
it's Kermit. I remember that because he had like the biggest thing.
It was like a snail.
It was
or
like,
something.
Yeah, it was a giant snail. And people were like, I don't know, Shaq has got to be in there or something like that because you'd see his size. Mm. So you got to, and then it's just Kermit the Frog.
Slay. They slayed with that one. MasterChef Junior.
Okay.
The One Show.
Don't know.
The Ellen DeGeneres Show. The X Factor. Comic Relief, so random.
Oh, the Disney Channel show with Demi Lovato in it. So Random might have been this sketch show based on...
I see.
Yeah, because Sunny with a Chance was Demi Lovato.
Sunny with a Chance.
And then So Random was the show she was on in the show, and then they made the show So Random, which was like a comedy sketch show.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I never watched that one. I only watched Sunny. Good Luck, Charlie.
Slay. Also great Disney Channel show.
No, honestly, one of the better ones. Yes. Especially since, like, the dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does a cooking show with the son.
With the son?
Oh, it's so cute.
When I tell you I'm subscribed. I tell you I've watched every episode.
Good for you.
Absolutely, nice. I do.
The dad, Bob Duncan.
I'm sorry. Who let him get that hot?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. The latest episode that they did, he was, like, talking about, like, his acting, and he was like, oh, yeah, I still try out. Or no, he says that he gets confused with David Harbour from time to time.
Oh, that's funny.
And he's like, oh, like, you know, do you, and he was just like, yeah, but, like, they wouldn't hire me because, like, I'm not hot, or, like, I'm not as hot as David Harbour, and then I'm just like, hire this man, please.
You have a whole generation of absolutely people who thirst after you.
Yep.
Take Two with Phineas and Ferb.
Fuck yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
So were they actual Muppets, or were they drawn in?
I would assume that they were drawn in. What is his name? Dave Povenmire?
Yeah.
Please respond. Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway. Mm. The View. America's Got Talent. Disney Parks Christmas Day Parade, another Christmas thing.
Okay.
The Wonderful World of Disney, Disneyland 60. The Late Late Show with James Corden. Carpool Karaoke, the series, and Monday Night Football.
Wow.
And then, again, this is not to include the plethora of other, like, things that they have. Video web series that they started. So Statler and Waldorf from the Balcony was a web series from 2005 to 2006.
Slay.
And then they had The Muppets Kitchen with Cat Cora, which was only debuted in 2010.
Okay.
They also had 7 video games. Muppet Adventure, Chaos at the Carnival, 1990. Muppets Inside, 1996. Muppet Race Mania, 2000.
Okay.
Muppet Monster Adventure, 2000. Spy Muppets, License to Croak.
2003. Wait, hold on. They could have aimed with that one.
Dude. That's what I'm saying.
They could have aimed that.
That's such a good title.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my god. I'm sure. Well, I'll look into that in a second.
Okay.
There was Muppets Party Cruise, which also came out in 2003. And then the Muppets Movie Adventures 2014.
Okay.
Spy Muppets.
Spy Muppets.
Look at the fucking art.
Oh, okay. All right. They got Kermit in a little tux. He's holding sunglasses. Oh,
that's so slay.
License to Croak.
That's so funny. I love it. Okay. License to Croak is an action video game, part of the Muppets franchise, and released on November 18th, 2003. Made for Microsoft Windows and Game Boy Advance by Vicarious Visions and published by Tidaki Media Active. It is a spoof of the James Bond films, the title being a reference to License to Kill, obviously.
Obviously.
The player controls Kermit the Frog through several stages in order to stop the bad guys.
Okay.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Good for them.
I really hope that they thought of that name and were like, so we have to make a whole video game on this.
I think
now.
That's what happened. Someone in the writer's room was like, License to Croak. License to Croak. License to Croak.
License to Croak.
License to Croak.
License to Croak.
It's a reference to License to Kill. Do you understand? Do you get the joke?
Okay, I think add that to the whiteboard.
Please.
And give me a raise.
That man wrote that entire video game.
Yeah.
I bet. They are some of the most accomplished actors of our time.
Absolutely.
Some of the most talented actors of our times, mm-hmm. one might say. The most talented comedians, mm-hmm. singers, stuntmen, mm-hmm. chefs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any of their other occupations.
Rizmen.
Rizrats.
Rizrats.
Let's get it mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Pepe does for a living.
I think he just vibes.
He's just a prawn.
I think he's just a prawn.
I mean, his name is Pepe the Prawn. And yeah.
I think he's just a prawn.
Slay.
Yeah.
Good for him. I guess we have doctors. We have Dr. Teeth and mm-hmm. the Electric Man.
Scientists.
And then we also have Dr. Bunsen and Beaker. Mm-hmm. Beaker was one of my favorites as a kid growing up.
Yeah.
I always liked him.
Professional hecklers.
We do.
We can't forget about them.
Hater first and foremost.
Hater first, Muppet fan second.
There you go. It's a good one. Even like the fucking Muppet song intro.
Yeah.
It's like so iconic. Mm-hmm. It's just so good.
Again, like the Muppet movie, like I'm pretty sure it was, so I definitely, it's their first movie for sure. I don't know if they were doing the Muppet Show before they did the Muppet movie. I see. So I don't know if it was their first, like, foray. But I know it was definitely their first movie. It had to be. Or at least their first feature film movie, like, to theaters. Right. And some of the songs, moving right along. Da, 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 da,
da. Oh, yeah. It's, no, even, like, they have really iconic songs.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, they're not bad in any way.
No.
In the singing or anything, and they just, like, feel right at home. Mm-hmm. And I do think Jim Henson was one of the most creative people.
Absolutely.
Alive.
Yeah.
For a long time. Because even, he did puppets for Dark Crystal. What was it called?
Yeah, the Dark Crystal.
Okay,
yeah.
I did get it right. Mm-hmm. I was like, that sounds wrong on the tongue, but it was right.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch that movie until I was probably 16, and then my dad was like, check this out.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely put respect onto, like, the art of puppetry in a way that, like, 100%. No one
was taking it seriously.
No one was taking it seriously. And, like,
it was all ventriloquism for the most part. And there were, like, puppet shows. And those were more cultural things than anything. Like, you would go to certain countries and you would see little puppet shows on the side of the road. It wasn't, especially not in American culture either. Like, ventriloquism wasn't really a thing over here. It still really isn't. I would argue that one guy, I can't remember
the comedian name. With all the puppets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
I do.
I can't remember who the main puppet of his. I just remember Jose Jalapeno.
Yeah, he has that purple one, the, like, purple monster one. Yes.
The thing is, like, I used to watch his comedy specials, too. But it is one of those things that's, like, you still don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
Like, it is all for a joke, and you joke about things. And that's not to say that Sesame Street characters or the Muppets or anything that in the Jim Henson, like, creature shop is not to be made fun of.
Mm-hmm.
But they do it so well that you have to give them respect for what they do.
Well, I was going to say, I was like, and obviously, like, Jim Henson has been passed for, like, several decades at this point. But, you know, the Jim Henson Company has been alive and well. And it's one of those things where it's like, when you hear that something's coming from the Jim Henson Company, you know it's going to be good. Like, the Five Nights at Freddy's movie. No, like, when 100%. Everyone heard that the puppets, like, the animatronics were going to be made from the Jim Henson Company.
And the fact that they made them both fully animatronic and suits that you could put people into just shows you the level of dedication that they have, because what other company, especially working for a horror movie,
right,
was gonna be like, we're gonna go with the intended purpose of the suits and make them multifunctional, to have this company, like, pull through and just prove themselves worthy and time again. Kermit and Miss Piggy and Ralph and Gonzo and Fozzie, just some of the most wholesome characters.
They're great. I mean, like, I do agree with you where it's like the Muppets were, like, for kids, but I always thought about, like, in terms of the Jim Henson Company and, like, the things that he produced, Sesame Street was, like, for children, and then the Muppets for like, maybe teenagers, and then, like, adults and stuff like that, because it was, like, another, I think, like, a very forgotten part about, like, Jim Henson was, like, the fact that he created Sesame Street specifically for, like,
wild to me.
Impoverished and, like, like, children who didn't have access to the same thing as other children.
I grew up on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I watched the fuck out of Sesame Street. I mean, I had, like, as a kid, like, the Talk to Me Elmo.
Yeah.
I think a majority of kids had that. I loved Oscar. Oscar was my favorite as a kid. Couldn't tell you why. Mm-hmm. He just was. I fucking loved him.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I know Elmo was a very easy thing to, like, make fun of. Especially when it came to, like, the Tickle Me Elmo and, like, some of the weird shit that came about that. But the way that, like, Sesame Street, again, consistently, and I think it's owned by, like, PBS now, which is, like, public broadcasting.
Which is awesome.
Which is great. The way that Sesame Street, like, continuously makes space for different children, like, they have an autistic puppet, and they have, like, a disabled puppet, and they always bring on these guests, and it's one of those things where it's like, you know you've made it when you're on Sesame Street.
I love watching clips of, like, celebrities going on Sesame Street, or just, like, on any kids show in general, because I think that's the side of, like, oh, they, like, have this wide range. All I remember is the guy from The Sopranos being on Sesame Street, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing here, man? Because as a dumb kid, you don't know who these people are or anything. And, like, that's the point.
Yeah.
They're just trying to teach you the alphabet and, like, how to ask for things and deal with your emotions as you're growing up, which is awesome. Like, again, lots of kids don't have an environment like that, and that's perfectly okay. Like, I grew up on Sesame Street. I grew up on Dora the Explorer. Yeah. I'm trying to think of other shows.
That Barney, Arthur.
Those were all too early for me.
Oh, showing my age. Oh, I grew up on like Reading Lion. That shit was good.
I don't even know what that is. The Big Red Couch. I have no idea what that is.
The Reading Lion was great. It was about a family of lions who owned a library. And it was like, Reading Lions is the name and they did it. And it was great. It was like, I don't know, it was a very cozy show. Zaboomafoo.
I never watched.
That was like a specific about like animals. No. Like, the main character was a lemur.
I remember, I know about that one, but I never watched. So I didn't watch PBS as a kid.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why that is. Mm-hmm. My parents just were never ones to like put PBS on.
Yeah.
It was like the big three. Mm-hmm. It was like Cartoon Network, Disney Channel, and Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
For me. And that's why I think I grew up more so on Dora than like any other TV show. I played the Dora game on the desktop. Like, I remember that shit.
No, I definitely think those PBS. What was the other one I thought of? Bear in the Big Blue House.
Again, I never watched that one, but I do know about it. Because I remember when he reappeared on TikTok, people were like, oh my God, my parents. And I was like, oh,
they have that little rat, that little purple rat.
For me, like as a kid, we would go to family's house because all of my family lives in this state. We would go to, and that's why I was thinking about the Muppets, because I was like, well, what would we watch as a kid? And like, what would we do? And we went, when we would go over to my mom's side of the family, there weren't a lot of kids my age. And so we would just put on a movie, and it happened to be the Muppets, like every time. And it would always make me laugh. It always made me happy. And it was never always the Muppets Christmas Carol. Like, she had Treasure Island. She had a bunch of the other ones. So we would just kind of pop in the VHS and like watch it. So that's why we got onto this whole big long tangent. Yeah. I was thinking about Kermit.
Kermit
and Miss Piggy. And I love them. I love them so much. And like, that's what I aspire to have in life. I want to be them so badly.
They're good. I can't lie to you. They're great. They're great. Yeah, that you should watch. I think it's, I'd have to find like what Christmas special it is. But there is an entire B plot where it's like they're at.
Is that where you're going at?
Yeah, the, that one Christmas special with the Big Bird and the the Fraggles, where it's Miss Piggy, and so they're at Fozzie's mom's house Christmas Eve, cute. And Miss Piggy is, she was doing like a photo shoot or something, so Kermit calls her, and she you know, he's like, when are you getting here? And she's doing like Christmas shopping for Kermit and whatever, and then like a snowstorm hits, and Miss Piggy's like, I'm making it home for Christmas for my man. And she's trudging through the snow with shopping bags. She's like, if you think I'm going to be away from my Kermit on Christmas.
I want that so bad. Like, that is my Morticia Addison. Uh-huh. I love her so much.
Yeah. Yeah, she just really embodies.
I know, it's great. It's like such an odd pairing, but like you look at them and they're like, they just love each other.
Yeah, they're very much like Jessica Rabbit and Roger Rabbit, where it's like, he makes me laugh.
Oh, 100%.
And she's the hot bitch in the relationship.
100%.
Absolutely.
No, I love them. I love them so much.
Yeah.
So thank you for indulging me in this conversation. Of course. I just like, I was like, I'll be on brand.
Yeah.
All of the one-shots that I was reading were good, but I was like, they're a little too short, and it's hard not to talk about everyone else involved with the Muppets,
right.
too.
Yeah.
Like, they all just have...
No, we all have Christmas specials.
Such pizzazz!
Such pizzazz! Such riz! No, we all have Christmas traditions, and I'm glad that you have brought one to me today.
I was trying to reflect very hard, because I did want to do something in the Christmas spirit, but I was just like, what in my life have I done around Christmas?
The Muppets!
And it was consistently, as a kid, the Muppets for me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to another episode of Canonically Incorrect. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram and Tumblr. You can send us your fan fiction recommendations, or if you're a fan fiction author that would like to be on our show, email us at canonicallyincorrectpod@gmail.com. If you would like to support us, you can donate a one-time donation at ko-fi.com/canonicallyincorrect. You can subscribe to our Patreon monthly at patreon.com/canonicallyincorrect. Thank you to our Patreons, Autumnal River and Riley C, for your continued support.
Donate to AO3!
And we'll see you guys next time!
Bye! Bye.